I laugh and lean toward him. To make up for it, I say seductively, you can have another go at my tight little ass. He frowns. This is exactly what I mean. You don't talk like that in real life. I know, I admit. But that's what's so much fun about writing a book. Anything goes. Especially now that I'm publishing it myself, I get to decide everything. David laughs and pinches my bottom. See, that's the kind of language I find sexy. He kisses me, his hands sliding over my body, and before I know it, we are lying naked on the sofa. I've missed his body. For the first time in ages, we are close again, together as one. My hands slide down his back to his bottom and... Mom! Comes from upstairs. We shoot up, hurriedly put our clothes on, and look at each other. Mom! They call again. To be continued, David says. His gaze holds a promise I recognize from the past. Suddenly I see him again, the man I fell in love with. I breathe a sigh of relief. I feel it again. I smile, nod eagerly, and run up the stairs. The waitress places the bill on our table. I pick it up and look at it. I've wondered what my life would have been like if I'd continued with Nacho, I say. Olivia slurps the last drops from her glass through her straw. I round up the bill and hold my debit card against the waitress's reader. She wishes us a pleasant evening and moves on. Maybe I would have had 5 children. I look at the table behind Olivia. His empty glass is still there, a few melting ice cubes as a souvenir. When you're young, you're less aware that the choices you make have permanent consequences. Irreversible. I put my debit card back in my purse and sit up, ready to leave. Olivia is still leaning back in her chair and looks at me. Do you regret your choices? I look around at the square, which is slowly emptying. The tables are being cleared. I think of my family, of David, the man I chose, with whom I've built a life. A family, even if it doesn't feel quite complete. Through hard times, we find our way back to one another, again and again. Then Nathan's little face appears before my mind's eye. Cheerful eyes, a playful smile, ready for life. Tears well up in my eyes, this time not from sorrow, but out of pure love. No, I say, no regrets. This is the life I have.